The start of this week marked the longest night of the year. Bums me out, but that long dark night is celebrated throughout much of the Middle East, including Iran, and things can get pretty darn festive. Shuka Kalantari takes us to a Shaba Yalda party in California.
Thousands of years ago, a sun god named Mithra was born on the longest night of the year, the winter solstice. He belonged to the ancient Zoroastrian faith and battled the god of darkness. He won. To celebrate, a festival called Shaba Yalda was born.
It's about the force of good versus evil, symbolized by light versus darkness.
That's Wendy Warda. She's been hosting these parties for years at her home in El Sobrante, near San Francisco.
And the idea was you had to stay up all night, you had to share with friends, you had to share poetry or some type of art, and of course food.
Plenty of food. Especially pomegranates and watermelon. They represent the red light of dawn. There's also dried fruits, nuts, and a ton of wine.
Thank you so much.
A lot of people come to Warda's party. The smokers huddle in front of the fire pit that burns all night. Others sit in a circle in the living room and sing old Iranian songs. These old Persian songs make people like Sepideh Diyanati feel a bit closer to home. Diyanati just moved from Iran to California for work.
I can't believe that I celebrated here. I thought that all the traditional and customs from the Iran finished, but now I'm so happy. I'm so happy to see lots of people who want to celebrate, who like it.
Wendy Warda, the host of the party, says she knows about Shaba Yalda because she's been married to an Iranian man for over 30 years. But she celebrates it as a way to bring people of all cultures together.
Some of our friends are Iranian and come from a Muslim background. Some of our friends are coming from a Christian background. But nobody's particularly religious.
And yet we still need rituals, like those celebrating the winter solstice. Which is why this Shaba Yalda party always has a cross-cultural edge. People perform Balinese music, Moroccan music. There's even a jazz band that shows up every year. This cultural mix is what draws Nelson Medina to this annual party. He's Salvadorian and married to an Iranian woman. He loves Shaba Yalda because it reminds him of his own traditions.
We make these little parties for Christmas in El Salvador. Well, it's very similar, where we make everybody feel very welcome, strangers, family, and everybody would just gather and have drinks and dance and have fun.
Medina doesn't stay up all night, though. The sun rises well past 7 a.m. on the winter solstice, and most of the others at the party leave around 1 or 2 a.m. But staying awake until dawn isn't the point. It's about keeping a ritual alive, because nights like Shaba Yalda, or Christmas Eve, or Hanukkah, they're about bringing friends and family together. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari, El Sobrante, California.